This is going to be a huge year.
With the challenges ahead, it feels like we need his voice more than ever.
We're going to talk about the Supreme Court, Medicaid, Donald Trump.
Which is why it's so painful to announce. John Oliver is no longer with us. Everyone at HBO is devastated at the loss of such an important voice.
Wee woo, boner alert.
But at least he died doing what he loved.
Why are you laughing? Because I said, I love vagina, nom, 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 nom. That's funny to you, me saying, I love vagina, nom, 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 nom. Well, you know when you won't be laughing? When a baby says it, says it, says it.
May we remember him the way he would have wanted. Actually, hold on, sorry. Apparently, he's not dead. He just looks that way. John Oliver is back and more alive than ever. And he's ready to ask some hard questions.
Have two presidents ever kissed? If I die on the show, do I die in real life? Did Tucker Carlson's mom really only leave him $2 in her will? Respectively, twice, unclear, and no, she only left him $1. And it explains an awful lot.
And deliver some hard truths.
Mundane could kill you, and she would kill you, and happily.
That is, if this upcoming year doesn't kill him.
So, is your job, like, so much easier with Trump as president? No, it is not! No, it fucking isn't! Fuck you so much!
Last Week Tonight with John Oliver.